ASSINIBOIA. Over an engaging and lively supper conversation last Sunday evening at the Fife Lake Hotel, I curiously asked 105-year-old Grace Justice from Rockglen what the secret to a long and happy life was. Hoping to learn her secret and a valuable life lesson, my query was not simply the curiosity of an aging news guy, or an effort to simply make conversation. My question was sincere. I was honestly seeking a serious answer. That's where I made my first mistake. I should have known better. My dear boy, said Grace, the secret to a long and happy life, is to keep breathing. Now, I won't say that Grace's son Ron and I actually spit our food out across the table in response to Grace's quick retort, but we did choke on the tasty chicken, much to the amusement of Gail Harkness, who had joined us after serving us our lovely meal. I've known Grace Justice most of my 30-something life. I should have known she was nearly incapable of giving a serious answer. That was my second mistake. Shame on me, but I digress. Here's something interesting. Grace Justice is almost as old as Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan is 117 years old. Grace is 105. Here's something else. According to Canada's 2016 census, Saskatchewan has the highest number of centenarians, per capita, of any province in Canada. Manitoba has the second highest number. Alberta has the least. In 2016, Saskatchewan was home to 375 centenarians. One old-timer offered his brief explanation: it's the climate. No hurricanes, no floods, no natural disasters. The air here is good. And he may be right. Saskatchewan is a great place to live. Just ask Grace Justice. She's lived here most of her long life. Born in Assiniboia on September 17, 1917, Grace Elizabeth Oakes Justice was born to Samuel Gurley Oakes and his lovely wife Gladys. Grace was raised on the family farm in the uplands of Saskatchewan near Wood Mountain. She was the oldest of six children, followed by Gerald, May, Dorothy, Betty, and Dick. In 1936, at the age of 19, Grace married Herbert Becky Justice. 3 years later, in 1939, Becky joined the Army, serving until 1945 when the war finally ended. Being in the military, Becky and Grace lived in various parts of Canada, but mostly in Vancouver. After the war, Grace and her husband moved to the Oaks family farm where she was raised. After four tough and hungry years, Becky decided that farming was no life for his young family. The first 2 years, they were hailed out, then came the grasshoppers, and finally the rust. Upon leaving the farm, Grace and Becky moved to Orkney, Saskatchewan, 16 kilometers from the Canada-US border near Valmarie. Becky bought grain there for a number of years. In 1957, the family moved to Rockglen, where Grace took a job with Canada Post, and Becky repaired shoes. He also worked with Bob Tiefenbach as an electrician and helping on the farm. Becky then took a job at the Rockglen Hospital where he worked for many years until he retired. Becky passed away in December of 1997. He and Grace raised two sons together. Joe, the eldest, passed away in November of 2018. Ron is alive and living in Rockglen, helping to care for his mother Grace. After more than 30 years of dedicated and faithful service, Grace retired as postmaster from the Rockglen Post Office. She knew everyone, and everyone knew her. She was warm, kind, and friendly, and was known as a woman with a quick wit and a sharp tongue. I personally can testify to Grace's quick wit and sharp tongue. I've had first-hand experience, many times. At her 105th birthday party in Rockglen recently, I asked Grace what the best thing was about being 105 years old. Without hesitation and a big smile on her face, she replied, "Not being 106. Friends and family came from all across the country, including several from Alberta. They came for Grace's 105th birthday celebrations. September 17th was her special day. It was a day to reflect, reminisce, and rejoice. It was a day to honor and show our respect for one of Rockglen's most revered residents." It's worthy to note that throughout her long life, Grace Justice has remained active in her beloved community, but square dancing and singing in the United Church Choir were two of her greatest passions. said Grace in a concluding interview, I have seen many things in my long life. Life is full of surprises. But the biggest surprise of all is that I have lived to be a 105. Life is indeed full of surprises, Grace. That's the way I see things too, from where I stand.